As a pastor, there's some things you must always teach. You must always teach faith, no doubt, prayer, a strong emphasis on the right and privilege a believer has in Christ. And also, you must teach believers how to walk in love. Vitally. It's not a special teaching. How to flow in the Spirit. Also, basic things on evangelism. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes many ministers misplace priority. You have no business in career development. People can do that without your help. God didn't give you His gifts to do entrepreneurship seminar. That does not need the anointing, whatever we can call it, or charisma. That just needs going to university. That's not your job. If we can major on the majors, we will get the kind of results the faith ought to have in the lives of people. Hallelujah. We should spend time to teach and let people flow. Paul says, concerning the things of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:1. I wouldn't have you ignorant. Hallelujah. You ought to teach them. So the local church is a place where we learn the things of the Spirit. Let me lay some foundation, then we'll get into what we're doing tonight. Tonight we're going to be spontaneous. Amen. Oh, I thought you were in this house. I said tonight we're going to be spontaneous. Come on. And don't keep quiet on me. I said we're going to be spontaneous. I mean, just. Lower it. Woo! Oh. Sit down. You look at the direction we're going to go. Tonight we will give direction to things. Oh yeah? Oh, we will? We will. Yes, we will give direction to things, and then the things will find direction by us. That's what we're gonna do. Now, in Matthew 16, quickly, I want to lay some foundation so we get into some very important things tonight. He says, whom do you say I am? Verse 15. I have to jump. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what Peter said. He said, blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah. For flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And we said, it takes revelation to know the Father, to know the Son. It also takes revelation to know yourself. Hallelujah. That is, you can be a Christian for 60 years and not know who you are. You can live in this world 100 years and you haven't found out who you really are. And all the knowledge you gather are from experience. Whereas, you are not known by experience, you are known by revelation. Hallelujah. Are we together here? Now, notice, he now said, now say also unto you, thou art Peter. And upon this rock, remember we started this one, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So who is building the church? Come on now, who is building the church? You see, who is building? And you answered. I got you. Who is building the church? Who built the church? It's his family. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm the Father's work. I'm the Father's work. You got that in the afternoon? I am the Father's work. Glory to God. Now notice this. Jesus said, in my Father's household, there are many mansions. In other words, there are many temples. So every son is a temple. Every son is a temple. Individually. All of us. We are not going to be. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. That is a stranger and a foreigner. Not a fellow citizen with the saints. Because the saints are the habitation of God. Hallelujah. But you know, there are some sons that sing like slaves. There are sons like that. They behave like slaves. In 1994, I went to preach for a friend in Benin. Well, a senior friend. Well, a friend. So, I finished preaching and I made the mistake of my life. He said, "Do you do counseling?" I said, "Yes." I thought it was just one or two people. When I saw the queue, and it queued long. And what did they come for? Deliverance. My friend was enjoying putting people in bondage. It was a ministry for him. What is your problem again? I've not been selling my goods. Ah, it's the spirit of incommercial. So I told him, I said, this is plain wrong. These are God's children. Don't put them in situations that lack dignity. No father will be glad that you are delivering his son for him. Father, I just delivered your son. From what? Hallelujah. We don't need deliverance. We are born of God. Hear this. So, we have some sons that behave like slaves. Because they don't know. I told you the story of one lady who was told that she couldn't take coke and, okay, remind me, is it coke and rice? Coke and rice. That if she takes it, can you imagine coke? And she was to become a doctor with all the education. Religion makes even intelligent people look stupid. She said, you know, I said, go and get me coke and rice. Oh, yeah, eat now! That was the deliverance. A son of God. She's speaking in tongues. But I'm sure she doesn't interpret it. Because if she does, the interpretation will say, no deliverance, no deliverance, no deliverance. In my father's house, there are many temples. Individually. Now follow something. Watch this. So our father has made his family like that. That all of us, just like Jesus, we inhabit the Father. Because if the Father were separate from us, then that means we are not sons of God like Jesus. For us to be sons of God like Jesus, even in his resurrection, we must be the house of God. The house of the Father. That's exactly what Jesus was. Now pay attention now, it's going to make sense. So, the Father builds the church. Now before we go further, something happened in John 4. Go there, I want to show you something. Something happened in John 4. Jesus met a woman at the well. Her first name is what? Her surname, at the well. Don't mind us. Woman with issue of blood. Her first name, woman. Her surname, issue of blood. Verse 10. If thou knew the gift of God, and who it is that says to you, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water. Pay attention. Living water. What do you mean by living water? Again in verse 14, he said, look, whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water I give him, I shall give him, verse 14, shall be in him. Hallelujah. Come on, that's beautiful. In him. A well of water springing up unto everlasting life. What is the water? In John 3, he has said, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom. In John 3:5, except a man is born of water, which refers to what? The Spirit. He can enter. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. In other words, Jesus was referring to water as the Spirit. Listen carefully now. So when he's talking to the woman, If you drink of this water, you thirst again. But the water I will give shall be in you. He was referring to the Spirit. The indwelling of the Father. He said, you will never thirst again. Hallelujah. You will never. You will sing, fill my cup, Lord. No, you won't sing that again. Because you will never thirst. He says, if you eat of my flesh, you will never be hungry again. Because it is satisfying, it's everlasting. Pay attention. So in other words, Jesus says to us that when he gives us his Spirit, that is the answer. I said, that is the answer. That's the answer. That means you will not seek solutions again. You will never thirst anymore. And you know, the indwelling of the Spirit is the Father inside. In John 14:16, he said, I will pray the Father and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because he sees him not, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be where? In you. And in 20, he says, in that day you will know that I am in the Father, I in you, and you in me. Glory to God. Because the Father is the source. You can never thirst again. Never. You can never thirst again. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So the Father built his family such that he is our sufficiency. He is our sufficiency. Paul says, we are not sufficient of anything to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who has made us sufficient ministers. Hallelujah. Of the new covenant. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. See, I'm sufficient. God is my sufficiency. Hallelujah. I am sufficient. You need to learn to declare who you are. You know, Jesus always told people who he was. Dare to say who you are. There's a chapter in our book, Who You Are in Christ. That has to do with say who you are. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the way. He kept saying, I am, I am, I am. The believer must dare to say who he is. In the face of apparent circumstances and defeat, I must say, I am what the word of God says I am. You dare to say it. 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 Glory to God. You dare to say who you are. Hallelujah. We don't confess our weaknesses. No, we confess our strengths. We confess who we are. Praise God. So, notice this. The Father has built his family. He has built his church. And go to Ephesians chapter 2. Let's see what the Father built. We're there earlier today. Ephesians chapter 2. Are you in church? Verse 18. For through him, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Access. Glory, glory, glory. Look at the next verse. Now, therefore, because of this, he says, you are no more strangers or foreigners. You don't stay in the visitor's room. Hallelujah. So say, you are no more strangers and foreigners. But what are you? Fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Now follow this quickly. He says, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Don't ever forget what this means. When it says the apostles and the prophets, it's in the next chapter, in verse 5. He's talking about the revelation in verse 5, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, but is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. In other words, the revelation of Jesus Christ that the foundational apostles and prophets gave, he's the basis of this family. It says Jesus Christ himself, he's the chief cornerstone. In other words, the family is built on Christ. Every one of us will look like Christ. Every one of us will just be like Him. Because we are built on Him. Hallelujah. He is the firstborn. We are not the secondborn or thirdborn. We are in Him. Hallelujah. Say, I am in Him. Say, I am in Him. Glory to God. Look at the next verse. In whom? Can you see that now? Can you see that now? In whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth into an holy temple in the Lord. Paul uses a word that the Jew understand very well. It's a Greek word, naon. Naon is actually the word used for the temple that Solomon built. In other words, he's saying to you that the house of worship has become men. That's what he's saying. Naon. He says you're going into an holy temple. That is, in Christ, you are the temple of God. The Jew understands what you are saying is that we see God in this place. Because they will go there to see God. So he's saying this family is such that individual members, now listen now, they carry the progenitor of the family. That is, the founder of this family will always be found in the family. He's not aside from the family. We don't go to see him. We don't do divine visitation. It looks nice. God will visit you this year. Amen. He visited Sarah. See where you went, Sarah. He visited children of Israel. Did he visit his children? How many of you visit your children? Maybe you took them to boarding house. One who lives with you doesn't visit you. No, he doesn't. The only thing that can happen to anyone who lives with you is that he will express himself. He doesn't visit his children. So he says, look at the next verse. He says, and verse 22. Come on, let's say verse 22 together. That's my text. He says, in whom? Now, look at how many times he uses the word in. In whom? And holy temple. In whom, in Christ, you also are builded together for an habitation of God. How? Through the Spirit. What it means, it is not through the senses. You won't feel it. It's not by feeling. He said through the Spirit. It's not by feeling. He said through the Spirit. Now, the word habitation is a Greek word. Katoikreton, don't bother spelling it. It simply means a fixed apartment. You know when they ask you to say, where is your fixed address? That's the word habitation. That is, we have made for God a fixed address. I told you something. Keep it somewhere else. Get used to where God is now. If you are thinking one day will come, you will cast him out. I will see face to face. Are you Moses? Hallelujah. This is his fixed address. You know, it is when we read the Bible that forever does not mean forever. You will see forever like this. You say, the forever means forever till the end of forever. We are an habitation of God through the Spirit. So, follow this now. Individually, as we sit here, all of God's activities in the earth are in His children. How about that? How does that sound? All of His activities in the earth are where? In His children. Do you know that? Look at me, I want to say something. When Jesus was on earth, where was the Father? Huh? In him and was there and Now help me out. When Jesus was on earth, no, that's a very funny statement. Jesus is still on earth. Hallelujah. But let's just, for the purpose of communication. When Jesus was on earth, where was the Father? And are you sure about that? No. Are you sure it was not elsewhere? No, it was in heaven. Huh? Where was the Father? Mm-hmm. So all the activities of the Father in the earth were in one person. Right? Now, you and I, we are God's habitation. So, His glory is where He is. That's where He is. I want us to observe something. So, we are His habitation. What we ought to learn, pay attention now. What we ought to learn is what to do in His house. Now, I said something. I said His glory is in His house. What is glory? Glory means His weight. His weight. His weight is in His house. And that means the believer is the house of His glory. Say, I am the house of His glory. Now, notice something. When we come together too, by the virtue of us coming together, not wherever the place is, we together form a temple as an act of our will. We will now, this is what we'll do. We will now take what is in the Spirit and put it in our midst. We don't come to meet something. We come to give it. I'm saying this so that your mind will be fixed. You didn't come here to see something. Because we've created churches where people come to see the pastor. Ah, come on. Eh? It's not easy. Man, the way he eats it, his food does not even go through his mouth. He just goes at the food, the thing disappears. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, watch this. We come together, you know, we sang some stuff. Lord, your glory fills us as we. Is as we do something. It's definitely. So what we ought to teach believers is how to respond. How to flow. How to function. We have taught believers, expect a miracle. Expect God to touch you. Expect something that is never found in the epistles. Today, God will touch you. He will do this to you. He will do this. He will do it. You will never find such things in the epistles. Today, it is your day. Today is your day. Now do a program. Say, Miracles Extravaganza. I used to hold a meeting years ago. We called it Miracles Extraordinary. Say, come. If you are possessed, oppressed, depressed, suppressed, impressed, depressed, come. Then you list, if you are, you now list some other things. Barrenness, brokenness, sovereignness, sogriness, regional causes, territorial, terrestrial implantation. So come. Featuring the great man of God. The international bulldozer of evil spirits. Now, the point is, at the end of the day, miracles will happen. But you have created more unbelief. The more miracles you walk with that kind of misinformation, the more unbelief you have sown in the atmosphere. The more miracles Moses walked, The more they say, eh? 40 years of miracle crusade. And the Bible says with them the Lord was not pleased because of their unbelief. They could receive miracles but not the gospel. That simplicity was difficult. Are you following what I'm saying? So, the same approach cannot be used for those who are believers. Now, are we saying people cannot be ministered to? Don't get me wrong. But you see, the food for spiritual development is for the believer to realize that the Father is in him. The pastor told me this in 95. He said, if you teach people this, how will they return to church? He said, don't say everything. He said, when you say this, they will be, they won't come to church again. I said, I will say it. It's in the Bible. The Bible is with them. Hallelujah. And they will come. It's just insecurity. Hallelujah. Now, individually, so we are not expecting God to come into this place. For where? Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Latibo. Where is he coming from? Paul says, if you receive another spirit that you have not received. Paul's language is strong. He says, if you receive another spirit that you have not received. We have received. We have received. I said, we have received. So rather than be telling Christians to expect, it's time to put their attention on what they already have. Listen now. So the glory of God is in the house of God. Where is the house of God? Raise your hand if you are. I am the house of God. I am the house of God. The glory of God is here. See how he said it low. He said it low. The glory of God is here. Say the glory of God is here. There's a way you speak God's word boldly. Jesus spoke so boldly about who he was, they went crazy in Israel. Said, I am. Who does he think he is? Say, I am. I'm bold about who I am. Hallelujah. I'm bold about who I am. I'm bold about what I have. And I'm bold about what I can do. Praise God. Let's go quickly. So we are the house of God. I'm going to take you to the Old Testament. I'm going to see something. We are the house of God. Tonight, we're going to respond to different streams of the Spirit of God. Sometimes you can be so fixated on a particular way. And you get traditional. And you not actually allow the Spirit of God have free expression. There are times that the flow of the Spirit is for you to say nothing. There are times like that. You must know how to respond. You must. You see, I have many things to say. Now, look at 1 Kings 8. Solomon built the temple and he was speaking prophetically. 1 Kings 8. Obviously, follow this. 1 Kings 8. We're just going to pick some portions. He said, 1 Kings 8. I'll just take some portions for you. When he was dedicating the temple, he said, in verse 30, hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they have prayed towards this place, thou wilt hear from heaven, thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, you will forgive. He called that house a house where forgiveness is given. Solomon. What else did he say? He said, when Israel are smitten by the enemy, verse 33, because they have sinned, He said, if they turn towards this house, he said, you forgive their sins and you bring them into the land. In other words, he calls it a house of restoration. He mentioned forgiveness. He mentioned restoration. Pay attention. He also said, in verse 38, what prayer and supplication is made by any man of Israel towards this house, as they stretch forth their hands, he said, you will hear it. And you will answer their prayer. One more thing he said. He said in verse 43, if a stranger will come, and it is not one of your people, and he will turn toward this house, he said you would hear him. That's what Solomon said. If you observe, he called that house a place of asking and receiving. You ask and you receive. That's where when Jesus came in Mark 11:17, the Bible says, my Father's house ought to be a house of prayer. In the Greek, it means supplication, where you ask and receive. Are you following this? So, one of the reasons for this house, one of the functions of this house, is prayer. Listen to it now. Asking and receiving. This is a house of prayer, where supplications are made and answers are received. Hallelujah. 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 Now, let's move quickly. We are the habitation of God. We are that temple through the Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's address three things. The first thing about this is that this house is a house of praise. What must always come from this house is praise. Someone say praise. Praise. And what kind of praise? Because it's an habitation of God through the Spirit, it will be praise in the Spirit. No wonder. See how Paul puts it. Paul says, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. And I'll pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit. And I'll sing with the understanding. How else? How shall he that occupies the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing that he understands not what you say? He said, but thou verily give thanks well. Because that praise came from the house. It's not a place looking for God's presence. It came from there. So you are a house of praise. I'm a house of praise. Praise flows from here continually. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What kind of praise? We praise him in the Spirit. Praise God. Let's do a bit of that, 2 minutes. Just praise him in the Spirit. This is the house. It's the house. Praise. Sing. What does it mean to sing in the Spirit? Just add melody to your tongues. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Haro sana keyaro le la ra po sa di se viera cruce le bon na na no se va keyera tu la ne era tu ni mane so parevo bagale la lo sanere du se pa doga pora re da de pa tu se va kerera no ni se pulo di ro na vaga du sa la ne ru ro ta po pulo baka
Zile burona re ra shubaga ye male abo brati le boti magadure barano gizati e bala o belido ma nusonga ki ho bara bolati le nuno manu no bana su ko je varero zike ga ia la roboka de dizera mosia si era la o burono nenina na Zebigera, lele burovaka, zobureba, lelo, nabugeba, zatigerara su, zivorara tu de pagedo, lele lo dio, vola 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 via badere, la kenena dire, la nina pasi, pakuro buroba la digera, lo zile la terolo, la babado de ba, no gize canera tu, la kele la 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 Nele bade kaye na nore rano tu vati sana tebo ne bala ga ne tiro ugade kere bon ne bala poseka nune bo la tiro ron ne bila ba la tise kera tu la tera de la tera de la doze fade kande ra tu se mano wawo la bonze bala te la te bete zapiloro nebiro bakera zekera narando sirara zapukoro watu zeke tira tuloro yorange la bonze pireti bakera do bari satire rire duro bonze chite pato la bonze sirepa da zekere lo su Galabo na borobonda dilele su sera fossa la tike tirelo se nena du ma galabonda na nanno su defa da tibe pola pola la 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 borobonda tira fossa de borobola 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 la la gonza tira de za kide dire ku ba de da borobonda de borobonda tira pa da tiserere ci la kele borobonda kilelo za kilele za borobonda balaba La zike si te si gelebo, li la longe si gele, li la longe, la bosa, ba 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 la ba, le be 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 le bo, da kere bo, la kire bo, la longe, ti de po, za kire de, za kire de, za kire de, za kire bo, lo si canta ye ka, pas mu sono pa, su ne gido, pa la bo, li la longe, de de bo, za kire de gele bo, se ka ba la ba la ke, le tu se pu de po, la ti se gele ba la de, za panto sha, la ke ke kro, la ke ke tra, La que da doce, la de tu hoja, la que le bon, la de bo, la que le ve, la que le ve, la que le ve, la bola su, la que le ye, na ye ka tute, tu de le, tu de le, tu de bela ta, tu de le le, si bela, si que le bolo bolo boca, la bela bolo, bila que le bolo bolo, si de caye, se quine le 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 lo, si le bon, la pica suta, le culo, vele le bolo lo, salina te, Zakere bi, padere vola pa, lele le volo volo volo, kire volo volo, sike ye, zate de dieto, zate ora palaki, zakere ti, zakere ti, da tuse, patise, tarite, tanoko, takere, takere, makene, nagie, nagije, magolete, nakene de balabo, dekire de, dokire de, zanene de, balabo, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sit down 1 minute.
So how do you respond? You respond by singing in the spirit. That's a response in the house. You sing in the spirit. You know, Zephaniah 3:17 says, our God is a singing spirit. He rejoices over us with singing. And we are his habitation through the spirit. Hallelujah. So who was working in you now? Who was working in you now? The Father. Singing in the spirit. Singing in the spirit is our singing. That is, in any nation we enter, we need not change language. We have the same language. For Paul says, he that speaks in tongues speaks not unto men. For no man understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries. He speaks unto God. Amen. 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 So this is the house of praise. Praise in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something about singing in the spirit, it brings awe. It's not possible to sing in the spirit and have entertainment. Have you observed it? It just comes, it's like there's a sanity. Who has observed that in your personal life? Not even in the church. There is a sanity and there is a consciousness it brings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to the understanding of the unsaved man, it looks foolish. Exactly. It must look foolish. How can we be doing something that you understand? This is family thing. Oikia. Hallelujah. It's an oikia thing. We are in the family. That means two of us will make you look stupid when we are singing. If you are non-believer. So what's going on? You are not one. You are a stranger and a foreigner. Hallelujah. So, in yielding to the Spirit, you learn to sing in the Spirit. When you are in a service, and there appears to be a flow of the Spirit, sing in the Spirit. Sing in the Spirit. See, all these things are within your reach. Sing in the spirit. So it's a house of praise. What else? We said it's a house of power unto all nations where, or you can put prayer, where desires are met. So, desires are met. Say men's desires. Oh, come on. Say men's desires are met through this house. Say, men's desires are met through this house. Men's desires are met through this house. So, this house is a place of prayer. How do we do this prayer? Ephesians 6:17. Paul says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, King James didn't help us by saying the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Then it says praying in the spirit. For you to see the spirit mentioned twice, it shows you something. The sword of the spirit, praying in the spirit. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. So the sword of the spirit is what? Praying in the spirit. You pray in the spirit. What does that mean? That means in praying with the Spirit, I've shared this with you before, it is used particularly in the field of ministry. You can get the teaching, praying in the Spirit. In the field of ministry, praying in the Spirit. So we give expressions to the things of the Spirit by praying in the Spirit. We sing in the Spirit. If you are in a service, you know, we have created Israelites out of believers. Have you seen people, the pastor lays hands on someone, maybe the person falls down, they'll be clapping. What in the world is wrong with us? If something is happening in the house, you respond like a member of the household. You sing in the spirit, or you pray in the spirit. You must not be found observing and watching people. Say, I am not an observer. I am a participant. I'm a participant. Something about the house is, if one of us does something, it is a lead to what all of us can do. But if I stay in the flesh, I will be observing rather than participating. The minute I get myself praying in the spirit, I am joining forces. Or I'm singing in the spirit, I'm joining forces. But the minute I switch and I become a spectator, or he that occupies the room of the unlearned, I told you it's a room. You can choose to occupy it. It's always available. The room of the unlearned. Say, well, I want to clap. So you go and sit down in a room of your life. Say, man, people in that church are filled with the spirit. What about you, sir? But this is our house. We function effectively. So oftentimes what is wrong is that people don't know how to yield. Let's see some people that yielded quickly. Then we follow it. We follow the flow. Look at Acts 2, 1 to 4. How do we flow with the Spirit? Now, I'm also talking to pastors. Listen very well to what I'm saying. How do we flow with the Spirit? Acts 2, 1 to 4. Now, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place, in one accord. And there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were seated. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Now, for you to know that nobody was waiting on someone, look at the activity in verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to... So, we can say everybody yielded. Everybody yielded. If someone was just looking at the other, what's going on with you? It can't be all. Everybody yielded. Pay attention. So, let's observe something. The first way to yield to the Spirit is via instructions. Did you notice that Paul gave a whole chapter full of instruction? Speak, don't speak, interpret one by one. The way to flow with the Spirit primarily in a corporate gathering is via instruction. Learn to follow instruction. What did I say? When we say lift your hands, lift your hands. When we say pray, pray. When we say sing, sing. When we say stand up, stand up. When we say let's just bow our knees, do exactly. That is how to flow in the house. It is your house. You are not a spectator. You are not a visitor. Hallelujah. You are not even a first timer. You are an all timer. Hallelujah. So, learn to take heed to instruction. The second thing. This will look contradictory, but it's not. Observe. Look at what people are doing around you. Look at what they're doing around you. It's your family, right? They have the Holy Ghost, right? Then I don't need to feel anything. The minute I see someone do something, another person does it, it's my family now. It's the Holy Ghost now. I just join it. It can't be fake when I do it. How many of you observed that the first time you rejoiced in the Spirit, you just joined him? That was it. It now became part of you. That is it. You follow instruction, then you observe. Are you following? Now, the last one, very vital, is by a touch. Did you notice that what happened in or contact, touch or contact, what happened in Acts 2 happened to other people? Some Peter was speaking. As he was speaking, another said, he laid hands. So, the things of the Spirit can be communicated We can join in by the laying on of hands. Or by contact. By contact. The same thing. Paul laid his hands on people, Acts 19:6. And the Holy Ghost came on them and he spoke with tongues and prophesied. The same thing. As Peter yet spoke, the Holy Ghost fell on all that believed the word. Acts 10:44. 40 to 44. By contact. So we are that habitation. Now, tonight, we are going to cooperate with the Spirit of Truth in a different format. Hallelujah. Now, we know what can happen in the house. Prayer can happen. Singing can happen. Rejoicing can happen. And then revelations will happen. For example, we read Acts 10:9. Peter went up to the top of the house to pray. Then he saw something. If we don't know anything, we can calculate and say, actually, on the day of Pentecost, those 120 folks were praying. You know why? Acts 1:14 says they continued in prayer and supplication. They were not waiting. They were active. So, you must act on God's word. In spite of your feelings, you don't feel what is in you. You act on it. Or who is in you, better still. You act on it. Hallelujah. 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 Let me say a few things to you. How many of you have seen times where, you know, you just sense there's no prayer point. You just sense a burden in your spirit to just pray. And what it is, you don't know when you start out. But along the line, you get to find out. You get to find out. You now know. Now, do you know that you always knew what you were praying for? It was your mind that took a while. The spirit of the believer can never be taught. It's unteachable. Hallelujah. It's your mind that got a hold of it. You know, the mind, no matter how intelligent it is a slow learner. Paul says, when you speak in tongues, your mind is unproductive. So, tonight we're doing, one other thing is this. If someone is beside you, and the person is praying, say praying, I'm praying in tongues for a while. Do you know you can actually get into the same flow just by touching the person? Have you observed that? And then you will pray out the same thing. Tonight we are going to pray revelation. Amen. You know, it's our realm. We want to pray and see things. Amen. We are going to pray and see things. Let me ask you, as I was speaking, how many of you just sense a burden to pray? Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. Just sense. Now, if you didn't, you need to be a bit more sensitive. Because that's what is in the air. A burden to just pray. Pray over what? We'll find out as we pray. I don't know what it is. But we will know. When I say I don't know, what am I talking about? My mind. But we will find out. And we're going to do it corporately. See, tonight we're going to pray out some things. Praise God. And we'll see them. We'll pray out direction. You see, I see burdens on people that are in far places. Torn apart tonight. There's so much power here. So much. Because this is the house of prayer for all nations. For all nations. One day in 94, I was just praying. I finished studying, actually. I was watching R.W. Schambach. So it was a great, I liked the video because I used to listen to Schambach a lot then. So as I was about to go and sleep, I just sensed to pray. Ha. The truth of the matter was, I was as tired as the word itself. The word tired. That is, a dictionary can say as tired as Shegu. But I just sensed the burden. The burden to pray. And that burden is the Father pushing His will through you. So as I did that, I just prayed. It took a while, I just prayed in tongues. Took me a while. The truth of the matter is, I just kept praying. and my mind took a while. Now, the reason why my mind took a long time was because I was already wanting to sleep. So I had to drag my mind back. After a while, I just prayed out someone's name, a friend that were together in the work of the ministry. And I just prayed and I said, the blood disease is healed. That's what I said. I was wondering, Larry doesn't have a blood disease, I'm sure. I said, I'm too sure. He doesn't have it. You know, my head was saying, no. So the next day, we met. I went to his house. So as I was talking to him, he didn't even let me land. He said he rushed his mother about the same time to the hospital. Oh. Oftentimes, when we don't yield, the father stares another believer. Brother Hagin said this. He said, many of us will come eventually at the end of our lives. We'll have to answer to how many burdens of prayer we pushed away. Because you thought, I have my own problems. I have things to do. I have this to write. I have an exam. I have this one. I have to attend an interview. I'm traveling out. You are more than those things. You are his house. Whatever he will do in the earth, he will do through you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those folks who sense the burden in their heart, stand up. We're going to do something now, practically. Now, if you don't sense, just sit down. We want to do something practical. Now, you will pray for a while. Just pray in tongues. The other ones, make it quiet. You be loud. The other ones, just... Now, amen. No, when I say amen, I didn't mean stop talking. Just reduce the volume. Now, if you are beside them, just hold the person's hand. You want to do something? Hold the person's hand. Now, let's keep praying. If you are beside anybody that stood up, hold the person's hand. Don't stand up. Remain seated. Hold the person's hand. And let's pray out. Go ahead. Hallelujah. My kind of recognition. Amen. Amen. Now, how many of you, as you touch them, you start sensing something? As you touch the people, you start sensing something. Let's proceed further. Go on. Vamos, pecado. Long that a tiso puto balabalasa. Lova que bebo zebrande que no doce. Leve no cosa balabalaba, bebo monda que bebo, se que bebo. La non bebo, bebo cosa, bebo que. Hallelujah. Sorry, I need to teach you some things. I know some of you know this. Now, observe some things that will be laid on your hearts. Sometimes you will feel sorrow. And there's no reason why. You are actually dealing with something somewhere. About someone. You will almost physically bear what you are praying about. And then you will know what it is. See, tonight, you will see things clearly. Let's continue. There are bodies of prayer. Come on. Pray it out. Push it out.